With 1.3 billion trips taken by people around the world last year alone, it's not surprising to hear increased calls for responsible travel, for being mindful of the footprint we leave behind. But one social enterprise is going a step further, supporting local projects in the places they visit, encouraging a meaningful cultural exchange, and ensuring tourism dollars are reinvested by communities to promote self-reliance and sustainability. Welcome to In the Business of Change, where we speak with social entrepreneurs impacting their communities and the world. I'm your host, Elisa Birnbaum, publisher and editor-in-chief of Sea Change magazine. I hope you've had a chance to check out my recently published book, also titled In the Business of Change, where I profile social entrepreneurs around the world and their lessons learned. Check it out at your local bookstore, at Amazon, or on our website. On today's episode, we speak with Adrienne Lee of the Planetara Foundation. Founded in 2003 by Bruce Poon-Tipp, founder of adventure travel company G Adventures, Planetara supports social enterprises and other projects in the places they travel to help empower communities and conserve their culture. In our conversation, Adrienne explains how Planetara's unique model and projects are providing women and other underserved people with multiple opportunities to directly benefit from the tourism value chain and its ever-growing industry.
I actually do love the work of Planetara, and I love what you guys are up to. So I'm so excited to have the opportunity to speak with you and to hear more about it. And I wanted to know specifically, if I asked you what the mission of Planetara is and why it actually came about, what would you say to that?
Mm-hmm. And such an honor to be here. And thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak about the work that we're doing, the work that Planetara is doing in the travel industry. But to keep things short, Planetara's mission is to improve people's lives by creating and supporting social enterprises that bring underserved communities into the tourism value chain.
Nice. And when did it start up?
So Planetara started in 2003, and we started really as a way for travelers to be able to connect and give back to local communities, places where people were traveling to. But over the years, we've very much evolved. We very much want to have an influence on the travel industry to create more economical and inclusive spaces for communities that are touched by the tourism industry. So now we really focus on stretching the tourism market capital, redirecting the way that money is given back to communities, and bringing that whole giving back piece, building that directly into the tourism value chain.
Cool. And what about the relationship with G Adventures? Like, could you touch upon that at all? How did it, like, did is it sort of consistent with the mission of G as well? And you know, why maybe G decided to establish the
Definitely. So G Adventures is a huge social enterprise of the largest adventure travel company in the world. And the founder of G Adventures, Bruce Poon-Tipp, is also the founder of Planetara. So he started Planetara 15 years ago this fall, and he had started G Adventures 28 years ago.
Wow.
So he really saw all these beautiful communities and this missed opportunity a lot of times of travelers going to these places and not having sort of a vehicle or a means to be able to invest in local economies.
Mm-hmm.
So he really wanted to motivate the business that he had started to be able to really drive those benefits back into the tourism economy, get to some of the most marginalized people in the world, some of the most remote people in the world. And he knew that the tourism industry was the industry that could really do that.
And it's so crazy when you think about how long ago this all started, right? This is before people were even talking much about traveling consciously. But I'm wondering, why do you think that is so important? I mean, it's always been important, obviously, to Bruce and Planetara and to G Adventures. But why do you think it's so important these days?
Well, the UN World Tourism Organization actually just last week launched their new report on tourism for development. Last year, we saw 1.3 billion trips taken around the world.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So many. 10.2% of the world's gross domestic product is contributed by tourism, and one in every 10 jobs worldwide is also connected to tourism. So it's this huge economic engine that's, you know, so many countries rely on. And when it's not done consciously, we're often excluding individuals and communities from the benefits of tourism, from being able to have full participation in the decision making of the places that they really call home. These are people's homes we're talking about. So it's really important to travel more consciously to make sure that we're reaching these people, that the tourism dollars that we're bringing into communities are staying in communities, so that these dollars can be reinvested by the communities in the way that they want to see their community developed in the future.
Makes sense. Makes total sense. And so when we bring that to the actual work of Planetera and how it works and the model that it implements in the communities that you travel to with, through G-Adventures, tell us a bit more about that model. What do you do exactly? What kind of activities?
Planetera is a registered nonprofit organization, and we work to empower communities by working with women, youth, and indigenous populations around the world to develop sustainable enterprises that are integrated into the tourism value chain. We sort of chose these three groups of people because these are groups of people that might have had limited access to formal education growing up, might have wonderful transferable skills, homegrown skills that we can transfer into the tourism industry, and are often populations that are marginalized or are very remote and have been excluded from the formal economy. So what Planetera does is we provide capacity training, catalyst grants, and we work with these groups of people to start social enterprises on the ground. These businesses, they're addressing local challenges such as education, employment issues, gender equality, urban migration, conservation of our planet, you name it. And we implement these businesses in locations with high volumes of travelers so that we know that any social enterprise we're building, any small business we're building, we're able to create a customer base for these businesses so that we can see them succeed. We use the demand of the tourism industry. So every business that we create is a product and service that's always in a high demand in the tourism industry. So this could be a vocational training restaurant that's providing training for youth and women and communities. It could be an accommodation that's owned and operated by a local community. Handicraft cooperatives is something that we always support. Everyone loves to bring something meaningful back from their trips to have that sort of memorable souvenir, as well as transport and community-run tours. So these are sort of the five products and service areas that we see that any traveler going into any country is always going to need, and we can drive a customer base to.
Amazing. That's really great. I actually had the opportunity to experience a couple of those enterprises on the ground when I traveled with G-Adventures to Belize recently. So there was the Bike for Purpose initiative that you guys were involved in, as well as the, oh my gosh, I forget the name of the other one, which I...
The San Antonio Women's Cooperative, the Pottery
Thank
Cooperative.
Thank you. I didn't know I knew it was a women's cooperative, but I didn't know the full name. And they were fantastic and wonderful.
Hear.
And everyone on the trip was so delighted to really be able to experience that and see the work on the ground and how you are helping very practically in terms of sustaining these communities and helping these enterprises grow and make difference in the communities. So yeah.
That's so great to hear. And that's what we want to hear too. These businesses aren't just helping to support local initiatives. They are. We're very much on the ownership basis versus the donorship basis.
Right.
But what we also want to be creating is wonderful, meaningful, memorable opportunities for travelers that are visiting these places as well, so that there's an equal cultural exchange happening anywhere we travel, and we're taking those memories home with us.
Yeah, definitely. And it works. And so, you know, talking about that women's cooperative in particular, it brings me to the next question that I wanted to ask you, which was about the significance of Planetera in terms of women empowerment, of helping women in communities, take steps that they wouldn't maybe normally have taken to help sustain their families and themselves. How important is that to you in terms of the work on the ground?
Hugely important. So tourism, it creates so many opportunities for women. It's an industry that has a very low barrier to entry, employs more women and minority groups than any other industry. It's one of the few industries that also fosters homegrown skills, entrepreneurial skills, and convert these skills really into formal, dignified livelihoods. It gives people an opportunity to be able to work in their homes, work in their communities, not have to travel to the next largest city to be able to find employment. So it's very flexible and can create very meaningful work. So for to Planetera, it's a huge opportunity for us as well to be able to create positive impacts for women, bringing them into the formal economy, often a lot of times for the first time. Many of the enterprises we focus on developing are female-owned, female-operated, and helping other women to be able to access those resources, education opportunities, training opportunities, and, again, a customer base for their businesses. So hugely important to us.
It's for good reason and good work as a result of that. Really important work. Anything currently that is something you're really proud of on the ground at the moment?
Mm-hmm. One of the newest projects that we just introduced last month is a group we've been working with for about 2 years now, and it's a women's cooperative in Vic Falls, Zimbabwe. This is a really cool group of women. It's the first time that they're working in the tourism industry into the formal economy. They're called the Lunsimpuku Women's Cooperative in Vic Falls, which is Tonga for the word progress. And now these women they're going to be sharing a lunch program with G-Adventures Travelers. We're going to be bringing about 3,000 travelers to them every single year. It's on the base of the waterfall, so you can see, you know, you're in this tiny community, and all of these women are coming together to cook traditional recipes, and these are the recipes of their grandmothers. So it's just a wonderful way to preserve culture, to celebrate culture, to bring these different dialects together as well, and of course it's a tasty experience too.
Love it. I have to check that one out.
Yeah.
It's on my next list there.
Yeah, it's a great one.
sounds really good. And like you said before, just to touch upon this one more time, you don't Planetera doesn't go into to take over or own a enterprise. You help support others in their ownership. Is that correct? Is that's part of the model?
That is completely correct. So often we'll work with organizations that are nonprofits, charities, community cooperatives, community associations. But some of these organizations that we partner with may never have had a touch point to tourism before. So we're really working with them to see, can tourism be used as a tool to further your mission critical work that they're doing? They might be doing great work in gender equality or health or sanitation or conservation. But so many of these organizations rely on grants and donations to keep afloat. We really want to be able to break that. So we want to be able to bring in a revenue generating stream for these organizations that are doing wonderful work around the world so that they can be less reliant on donations. We help them envision what their plan for tourism is. We provide tools and resources and training to get them up and started. And then once they're going and once they're, you know, a wonderful running business, we connect them to the tourism supply chain, make sure customers are going in, and then we step away. If at any point they need, you know, some further assistance, maybe further training, a little bit more infrastructure built into their program, they know that they can call us at any time. We'll step in, reevaluate, and look at how we can fulfill any sort of needs assessment with them.
I think that's a really important point and an important distinction of how you might be a bit different than some other initiatives that sometimes come in with good intention, but sometimes they create further dependency on those on the ground instead of helping them establish resilience and self-sufficiency. And I don't know if you would agree with that statement, but I think it's an important thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's value, too, in a community being able to make their own money and be able to determine and have agency and decision-making on how that money is spent in their communities. It's not being dictated by an outside organization. It's really the vision of what that community wants to see for their region.
Absolutely. It's not someone else saying, this is what we think is important for you. What do you think is important for yourself, and how can you accomplish that?
Exactly.
And I think that's really significant in terms of the work that you do. What about future plans? What's happening? What's next on the horizon for Planetera?
Yeah.
What can we see? What can we expect?
So on top of the project work we do around the world, developing social enterprises, we also work with the tourism industry to develop a series of best practices and guidelines. We know that there's always room for improvement in the tourism industry. There's always ways for the tourism industry to be able to lean in to be a more responsible industry. So we just recently launched a set of child welfare guidelines that we've developed with Friends International and G-Adventures. So a series of guidelines that we're long in the making, but we're so proud to be able to bring these out, and we'll be doing more consumer-facing guidance practices for travelers as well in the fall. But these practices, what we've learned is that through our research, there's been a ton of extensive work done around the really egregious interactions with children in the tourism industry, such as exploitation and trafficking. But there wasn't really anything educating tour operators or travelers about in terms of the really common interactions with children. Like, what do you do when you encounter a child in a community? And, you know, you might take a selfie with this child and then tag their location, leaving them very vulnerable to possibly, you know, someone that might be trafficking children. Right. What do you do when you encounter a child that's begging, or when, you know, someone's taking you into a classroom or an orphanage to play with children? So we wanted to look at these types of common interactions and provide guidance to tour operators and travelers on, you know, what are some best practices around these types of interactions.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so you said that's already out. You've already launched that.
Yeah, so that's on, it's available for download on the G-Adventures Responsible Travel page.
Okay.
And then we'll also be launching a traveler and consumer facing module of this as well in the fall.
Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. And just how many programs is Planetera involved in right now? Or?
We currently have 53 partnerships and programs in 34 countries around the world.
Okay. Anything else that you wanted to say about the program or anything that I didn't give you a chance to say?
I think just if you're interested in the work that we do, please visit us at planetera.org. And check out some of the projects around the world. And hopefully we'll see you at some of our project partners one day in the future, too.
Yes. Sounds good. Thank you for listening to In the Business of Change. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast to hear other conversations with inspired social entrepreneurs and change makers working on challenges in their communities and across the globe. I'm your host, Elisa Bimbaugh. We'll be right back.